TRX as a full class, TRX Bootcamp, is a new class for me, although I've been using TRX for many years with personal training that I do or in other style classes that I've done. But an actual focus with just TRX, this is a new class for me. I love the camaraderie, I have to say, with all the participants. I think we have a lot of fun. First of all, everyone gets to use the bands, the TRX bands, of course. And being that we have five stations, so when we have overflow or more than five people, part of the people are on the band, the other people are doing floor work, and then we'll switch. So everybody gets an opportunity to be in all stations. Just come in, have fun with it, make it your own. It's not scary, it doesn't have to be intimidating at all. You're using your body weight, you're using the angles that you choose to use on the bands, and it just varies with how you're comfortable and how you're feeling when you're here.
Hello everyone, my name is Devon Poulos. I'm the aquatics manager within our Parks and Recreation Department. We're here today at the Northport Aquatic Center just to talk to everyone about our Float for Life program. We recognize that nationally, unintentional drowning is the leading cause of death for children that are under the age of four. So we have an awesome program here called Float for Life. Float for Life is a program that we teach that starts with the fundamentals of floating before we actually learn swimming. This program is targeted for those children that ages 6 months to four, and what we want them to do is we want them to get comfortable in the water, and if they accidentally fall in the water or find themselves in a trouble situation, they can roll over their back and float. When we launched this program, we were the only one in the state that was actually teaching this milestone program. So we want to give a shout out to our Northport Rotary as well, who sponsored this program here at the Aquatic Center and actually paid for a trainer to come in all the way from Nebraska, where this program originates there. We practice and we go through what's called milestones here. So as soon as the kids progress through the milestones, we can continue moving on through them. And at the end of it, it's a pretty awesome program when they graduate. It's one of the final things that they do is they jump in fully clothed and they have to turn over, roll over on their back, and actually be able to scream for help at that point in time. It's just an awesome segment program that leads right into our Learn to Swim program. So that way we can make sure we're keeping our kids safe in, on, and around the water.
Good afternoon, everybody. Today's Thursday, July 3rd, 2025. It's 4 p.m. We're in city chambers, and I call the city commission regular meeting to order. Commissioners present, Commissioner Duval, Commissioner Langdon, Mayor Stokes, Vice Mayor Emrich, and Commissioner Petro is among the missing. There is quorum present for this meeting. Also present, City Manager Fletcher, interim City Attorney Caitlin Coghlan is here. Whoa. Assistant City Clerk Powell, Board Specialist Lane, Deputy Chief Morales, and Deputy Chief Herlihy, I believe. With that, Michael, you want to lead us in the pledge?
Thank you, sir.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looking for a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Got a motion by Commissioner Langdon, seconded by the Vice Mayor to approve the agenda. Let's vote. And that passes 4-0. City Clerk, any public comment?
No public comment, sir.
All righty. I'll turn this over to welcome new employees.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 25-2435, welcome to employees. I'd like to call down our Human Resources Director, Ms. Christina McDade, to announce them. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. For the record, Christine McDade, Human Resources Director. It's my honor and pleasure to stand before you tonight to welcome some of our newest employees. from Development Services. When I call your name, if you'll stand, I have Michael Smith, a building inspector. Michael. Gregory Anderson, also a building inspector. We have John Durrett, chief inspector. Couple folks from Parks. We have Taven Orocho, Warm Mineral Springs lifeguard, and James Chiel, athletic field. From the police department, we have Alex Kovalenko, a police officer cadet. From Public Works, we have Michael Harrigan, solid waste equipment operator. Maceo Garrido, equipment operator one. Marcus Neva, equipment operator one. And from utilities, Robert Prokopiak. Excuse me, question. You are here and you heard me mispronounce it. I apologize. Well, so on behalf of the city, I welcome all of you and I wish you most success. Thank you.
All righty. Next up, we have proclamations. Commissioners, want to go down front?
No.
Pete, you want to go down all by yourself? Okay.
Okay, whereas Parks and Recreation benefits all community members and is an integral part of cities throughout this country, including the city of Northport. Whereas Parks and Recreation promotes community health and wellness through the provision of parks, programs, activities, and facilities which improve the physical and mental health of people and lower public health costs. And whereas Parks and Recreation encourages physical activity by providing space for popular sports, walking trails, aquatic facilities, and many other activities designed to promote active lifestyles. And whereas park and recreation programming and educational activities, such as after-school programming, summer camps, okay. Whereas parks and recreation programming and educational activities, such as after-school programming, summer camps, youth and sports, environmental education are critical to childhood development. And whereas our local parks, recreation centers, and aquatic facilities are where memories are made and passions are discovered, places where park and recreation professionals light the spark of adventure, nature, and lifelong hobbies. And whereas parks and recreation is fundamental to the environmental well-being of our community, helping to ensure Northport's ecological beauty and serving as essential and adaptable infrastructure that makes our communities resilient in the face of natural disasters and climate change. And whereas parks are a source of positive economic benefit through enhanced property values, increased tourism, and the attraction and retention of businesses and home buyers. And whereas the park system in Northport is vitally important to establishing and maintaining the quality of life in our community and serves as a place to gather with friends and family, to celebrate life's special moments and to enjoy respite and healing. And whereas the U.S. House of Representatives has designated July as Parks and Recreation Month, now therefore we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby proclaim July 2025 as Parks and Recreation Month.
Thank you.
excused.
Thank you, Commission, for the proclamation and the recognition. I'm Sandy Funhauer. I'm the Parks and Recreation Director. For 40 years, the nation has celebrated Parks and Recreation Month in July, and I'm proud to celebrate the contributions of our team towards building community and opportunities for play here in Northport. And speaking of play, we're super excited to have some of our GMAC summer camp kids here, and they are going to share with you their ideas about building community and play in Northport. And I'm going to ask Kim Lenski, our Community Partnership and Engagement Manager, to come up and highlight how we're celebrating Parks and Recreation Month.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Kim Lenski. I'm the Community Partnership and Engagement Manager for Northport Parks and Recreation. We're honored to celebrate the month with our community and grateful for the continued support of the spaces and programs that Northport has to make it a vibrant place to live, play, and connect. This year's theme from the National Recreation and Parks Association is Build Together and Play Together, a powerful reminder that parks are more than just green spaces, they're where community happens. Here in Northport, we're bringing this theme to life with our Draw Your Dream Park campaign, and we're inviting local youth to imagine and illustrate their ideal parks, encouraging them to think creatively about what fun, inclusive, and welcoming recreational spaces look like. This campaign also aligns perfectly with our development of our Park and Recreation Master Plan. As we plan for the future for a park system in Northport, we're asking everyone to engage and take the opportunity to listen, engage, and involve our residents with a series of public input workshops, a community assessment program, and focus groups. You can find all this information for our journey to the future at northportfl.gov/parks and recreation. Ideas shared will help inspire and inform our decisions that will impact our parks for years to come. As we celebrate Parks and Recreation Month, let's continue to work together to create spaces where everyone feels welcome to play, explore, and grow, because
Parks and Recreation is for all.
Trip on the cord.
Watch your step. While you enjoying camp.
Aquatic Center people are.
Whereas lifeguards serve as vigilant guardians of our aquatic environments, ensuring the safety and well-being of swimmers at pools, lakes, water parks, and beaches. And whereas these dedicated professionals are trained first responders, certified in CPR, first aid, AED use, who stand ready to prevent accidents and respond swiftly to emergencies, often putting their own safety at risk. And whereas lifeguards play a crucial role in preventing drownings and water-related injuries, with estimates indicating that lifeguards rescue approximately 10,000 people from drowning each year. And whereas the role of a lifeguard demands constant vigilance, physical endurance, and mental resilience as they maintain a watchful eye over swimmers, enforce safety rules, and provide education on water safety practices. And whereas International Lifeguard Appreciation Day is observed annually on July 31st to honor and recognize the invaluable contributions of lifeguards to public safety and community well-being. And whereas it is fitting to acknowledge and express our deepest gratitude to these unsung heroes who work tirelessly to protect lives and promote safe enjoyment of our aquatic resources. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby proclaim July 31st, 2025, as International Lifeguard Appreciation Day.
Good afternoon. I'm Devon Poulos, the Aquatics Manager. Thank you, Mayor Stokes, Commissioners, City Leadership, for this meaningful proclamation recognizing July 31st as International Lifeguard Day. Today, we're going to honor on July 31st the dedicated individuals who serve as lifeguards, as these trained professionals do far more than just watch the water. They are guardians of safety, they're the first responders, and they're role models for our community. Whether it's teaching swimming lessons, responding to an emergency, or simply creating a safe and welcoming environment at the Northport Aquatic Center and Warminal Springs Park, lifeguards play a critical role in preventing tragedy and saving lives. If you've heard me speak before, you know that our motto is to promote safety in, on, and around the water. Our lifeguards demonstrate commitment to this motto, professionalism, and heart every single day. We are incredibly proud of their service. On behalf of our Parks and Recreation team, thank you again for recognizing their essential contribution and helping us raise awareness for water safety and lifeguard appreciation.
This presentation is a renewal of the city's stormwater ready certificate for the West Central and Southwest Florida Storm Ready Advisory Boards recognized Northport as storm ready. And if you'd like to say a few words.
All right, so before I hand it over to Mike and Jen to talk about this process and this accomplishment, I just want to say a few quick thank yous. First of all, thank you to the commission for having us here and recognizing us for this accomplishment. I also want to thank Deputy Emergency Manager Mike Navaris. He took the lead on this project, did, I want to say, all of the work, if not 99.9% of it. So he really took the lead on this and brought across the finish line, getting us this storm-ready renewal. But also a huge thank you to the National Weather Service meteorologist, Jennifer Hubbard. She and her entire Ruskin team are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on holidays, weekends. They don't get very many breaks, and they provide the life-saving information that we need in order to make our decisions here. So they play a huge role in keeping our residents safe, our businesses safe, and the Storm Ready program is just a very small piece of what they do. So thank you. And without further ado, I'll hand it over to Mike.
All right. I might have to raise this a little bit. All right. Thank you, Stacy, and thank you so much, Commission, for recognizing this really important accomplishment for the city. So back in June, the City of Northport began working on the process of going through our Storm Ready recognition. Storm Ready is a program that is hosted by the National Weather Service that encourages communities to take a proactive approach to improving local hazardous weather operations and public awareness. The City of Northport held this Storm Ready designation since 2014, and we've gone through several renewals over the course of the decade since that initial recognition. Hurricane Ian in 2022 and the dynamic hurricane season we had last year emphasized the really significant importance of being a Storm Ready community. Last year, we not only saw the impact of those three hurricanes within less than 9 weeks, but we also had a really active winter season and spring with potent squall lines, head of cold fronts, and gusty, damaging afternoon thunderstorms. That was between all those hurricanes. With this designation, We have ensured the city has updated our severe weather plans and we have them in place. We provided public safety education to empower our residents and our citizens to plan and stay safe during storms, and enriched direct relationships with our National Weather Service partners to deepen the understanding and the response to severe weather impacts in the area. And once again, we want to thank Jen for being here with us today and to say a couple words.
And back down. Thank you all very much for having me today. It was an absolute pleasure to work with Mike and Stacy on this renewal process, and I've learned an immense amount about your complex canal water system as a result, and have an upcoming meeting as well in August to tour it and get even more in-depth information so that we can provide better and earlier watches and warnings, especially related with flooding rainfall. You know, and despite the numerous hurricanes that we had to deal with last year that interrupted the renewal process several times, it is also a stark reminder of why we need this program and the importance of it to keep the public safe during these hazardous weather events. StormReady is a nationwide community preparedness program that uses grassroots approach to help communities develop plans and handle local severe weather and flooding threats. The program is voluntary and provides communities with clear-cut advice from the local National Weather Service Forecast Office and state and local emergency managers. The program began in 1999 with 7 communities in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area, and today there are more than 3,300 across the nation. The program is designed to help storm-ready communities improve communication and safety skills needed to save lives both before, during, and after severe weather events. With 27 different billion-dollar disaster last year across the nation, 3 of them impacting our area, this ensures that communities are prepared and resilient ensures that communities are prepared and resilient in the is an increasing importance. Boy, I couldn't get that out to save my life. Disaster preparedness is everyone's responsibility. Educating yourself and your family on environmental hazards, maintaining a disaster supply kit, and having an emergency plan in place are all proactive ways in which you can be better prepared for severe weather. The StormReady program is part of the National Weather Service's working partnership with the International Association of Emergency Managers and the National Emergency Management Association. And the StormReady recognition will expire in another 4 years, after which we will go through yet another renewal process. Congratulations to the City of Northport. You are StormReady through March 7th, 2029. And we'll see you again then.
Well done. Thank you so much. Well done. Thank you for everything you do. This one. All right. What do we have here from Economic Development? Whereas National Made in the U.S. Week is observed annually during the first week of July to celebrate and promote the importance of American manufacturing and products made in American hands. And whereas the City of Northport recognizes that domestic manufacturing strengthens national security, provides high quality jobs, and supports the resilience of supply chains across our country. And whereas businesses that manufacture products in the United States are critical to economic prosperity, contributing to innovation, workforce development, and community stability. And whereas Northport is home to a growing base of small and mid-sized manufacturers, artisans, and entrepreneurs who exemplify the ingenuity and craftsmanship of American-made goods. And whereas the Department of Economic Development actively fosters an environment that supports domestic manufacturing, promotes industrial investment, and creates pathways for skilled labor and advanced industry growth within the city. And whereas celebrating National Made in the USA Week in Northport inspires civic pride, reinforces consumer awareness, and reminds residents of the economic and social value of supporting American-made products. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby proclaim July 1st through July 7th, 2025, as National Made in the USA Week.
Very good. Should we do pictures? Thank you. You're not going to bend down for that?
Whereas independent retailers serve as the backbone of our local economy, contributing to the vitality, diversity, and resilience of Northport's commercial landscape. And whereas National Independent Retailer Month is observed each July to recognize and celebrate the entrepreneurial spirit, innovation, and community building power of small and independently owned businesses across the United States. And whereas local independent retailers create jobs, reinvest significantly more revenue into the local economy compared to national chains, and offer unique goods and personalized services that help define the character and charm of our community. And whereas the City of Northport recognizes that supporting independent retailers enhances economic self-sufficiency, fosters regional economic growth, and builds a more connected, prosperous, and resilient city. And whereas the Department of Economic Development Activity works to promote, support, and empower independent businesses through small businesses initiatives, technical assistance, and public-private partnerships that reinforce the city's commitment to entrepreneurship and innovation. Now, therefore, we, the City Commission of the City of Northport, Florida, do hereby proclaim July 2025 as National Independent Retailer Month.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for coming. Happy 4th of July. Both of these proclamations have special significance because we have someone here who, well, let me back up. I've been with economic development for about 15 months now, and I've had the privilege of interacting with literally hundreds of businesses, but the special guest we have here today might be the coolest one that I've seen, which is fitting considering he's up for coolest thing in Florida. So I don't want to give any more away because it's awesome. Please welcome Mr. Cordell Jeter from Eco Rover Chairs.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I'm Cordell from Eco Rover Chairs. We manufacture an all-terrain power chair called Eco Rover. It allows people with physical disabilities independent mobility over uneven or rough terrain, such as through our wonderful parks that we were talking about a little while ago, as well as on our beaches. It goes across the sand like a magic carpet. The Achilles heel to our technology is transporting it. It's 350 pounds and 29 inches wide. So for a person with a disability, getting it from point A to point B is very difficult. That is why it is my vision and my mission to have this access to this technology where it's inherently needed. Our commercialized beaches, state parks, and national monuments, just like you see scooters every Walmart or grocery store. One of our citizens should be able to go to the main kiosk, hand them a license, sign a waiver, transfer it over to an Eco Rover, and go about their day independently with themselves or with family, not being the burden or the challenge of the day. That is our mission, that is our vision. We manufacture this technology right here in Northport, where our products and supplies from around the country. And so we are elated for the continued support and recognition from the City of Northport. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you,
sir.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Good luck. All right.
Is Tim Berquist here? No. Jason, do you want to make this presentation? Okay. You're going to read this? Yeah? Okay. This certificate of appreciation is presented to Tim Berquist in recognition of his retirement from journalism after nearly 40 years covering and telling stories in Northport, Sarasota County. Tim's a dedicated videographer and journalist with WTSP Channel 10, who recently retired after nearly 40 years on the job. Before his career with Channel 10, he worked for WWSB ABC 7, formerly known as Channel 40, right here in Sarasota County. Tim's career in journalism is not only defined by its longevity, but by its integrity, professionalism, and deep commitment to telling stories that have shaped our community. Through hurricanes, political milestones, public safety challenges, and moments of celebration, Tim has been a steady presence documenting Sarasota County history with his camera and ensuring our residents and visitors were informed, represented, and seen. For nearly four decades, Tim's worked tirelessly behind the camera, often in challenging conditions, including storms, heat, breaking news situations, to deliver compelling and accurate news coverage. His stories have captured the character of Northport and our entire region, from government initiatives and public service to community stories. In doing so, he has built trusted relationships with countless public servants, elected officials, community leaders, residents, and visitors. City of Northport presents a certificate in honor of Tim's remarkable career and his impact on our city and beyond.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We just want to present this to Tim, not only on behalf of the city, but really all of our PIO partners in the region that have worked with Tim over the years. We have Sarasota County here represented, all our municipal partners that have worked with Tim. He can be an intimidating guy sometimes. He asks the tough questions, but until you get to know him, then you really understand that he really does care. He really is passionate, not only about his job, but about this community. And you know, through those tough questions, he's trying to get the best possible story to get information out to people that are following and watching the news. So Tim, we really appreciate everything you've done. We've really enjoyed working with you over the years, and we're going to miss you. You're one of the old school journalists that there are not too many more around anymore. So we really appreciate all the commitment that you've had to the craft and working with us over the years. So congratulations. You want to say anything?
Thanks. Yeah, 40 years has been a long time. I started off working in Northport. There was a leaking sewer plant, and I was interviewing Marge Gentle, which I'm not sure if she's the first mayor or not. But so it's been a long time. Moved into a lot of fires. I helped CNN shoot a documentary about Warm Mineral Springs. Met a guy named Sonny Cockrell, who found a tiger skull down at the bottom of Warm Mineral Springs, and he also found a lot of Coke bottles. And I moved into the fires and moved on. I do know that I did a story with Denise Amber Lee when she was murdered, and it would help 911 change and make things for the better. And I do know that I spent too much time at Brian Laundrie's house. So thank you very much.
All right. And we got our communications people here.
What's that? They're next. They're next.
Well, this recognition is a presentation of the National Association of Government Communicators 2025 Blue Pencil and Gold Screen Award for Northport University to be presented to the City of Northport Communications Division. Congratulations for all you do and the great job you do. Jason.
Thank you. Thank you again, Mayor and Commissioners. As the Mayor mentioned, we received the 2025 Blue Pencil and Gold Screen Award. This is the first place award in the category of community engagement for our Northport University program. We're very proud to receive this recognition because we were competing against not only local but state and federal agencies across the nation. So we're very proud of this accomplishment. This is a significant achievement for our NPU program, which launched in 2024. NPU is a free 8-session course of interactive classes designed to provide insight into city government and develop future leaders and civically engaged residents. We recently celebrated our second class of graduates from NPU, and just later next week, we're going to be opening registration for both class 3 of NPU, as well as our new NPU Teen Edition, which we're very excited about. We recently produced a brief video that highlights the NPU program that we would like to share with you now for just a minute.
Most of us don't think about how our city works. We drive on maintained roads, we call when there's an emergency, we assume someone's keeping it all running. And they are. Northport University gives residents a chance to step behind the scenes, to meet the people doing the work, to see how decisions are made, and to understand how we, as a community, can be part of it. It's not just about learning the facts. It's about learning where you fit in and how you could shape the city we call home.
The most surprising thing would probably be the opportunity to get tased, which is really cool, understanding how that feels. Would recommend for everyone, unless they have a heart condition. I think another thing would probably be how many people it takes to run everything.
It's how well all the departments work together and how well each of the departments know about other departments. So in the case of a big emergency, they already know what all the departments are already supposed to do, and they all work together.
This is always a dance. There's always moving parts. There's always things that are that can impact a decision, whether it's state, local, federal, revenue. All these things come into play, and it's just amazing all these things of how the city is impacted for the variety of things that can occur.
I feel more confident in the city, in the way it operates. I don't see wasteful spending. I see a lot of proactive thinking, way outside the box of what I thought a city does.
Well, I was already in love with Northport. I think everyone knows that. I got to meet the people who work here, their love for the community, how hard it is to run a whole city, the intricacies of it, and the why. It answers so many questions about the why things are done their way they're done. So it does, it empowers you to love where you live more and to get more involved.
And I think the important message here is the confidence that I really feel now of the people running each of these departments. You know, they are running multi-million dollar businesses all separately, but coming together with tax dollars that come through. And that is by far not an easy task.
Departments that we've been to seem to have improved with the growth in the city. So the mere fact that we've grown such a major amount, the department has grown, the staff has grown, the offerings have grown, and the need for involvement from the residents has also grown.
I think Parks and Rec really showed up and did an amazing job. They had a bunch of staff people. They kind of brought us around, had different speakers. I think they take the prize for the best overall display.
Places that I didn't think I would enjoy as much, like I didn't think I'd enjoy public works as much as I did. I loved it. And it seemed to me that there were the more questions that were asked.
The Economic Development Council, I think that is just, it all points to live, work, and play within our community.
I think there's a lot of misunderstanding out there about really how these departments work, how the city really works. And I think by offering a class like this, you get such an exposure to so many different departments and meet so many different people. You can't help but want to be a part of it.
If you plan on living here and living amongst the community and understanding the growth and understanding what we need, definitely join the Northport University. You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
I would absolutely say do it, because you don't know until you know. And you can go online and you can read all these things, but a lot of it is the experience. And sitting across from whether it's the chief of police, the chief of fire rescue, utilities, all these, you know, administration, all these departments are absolutely, you meet the leaders. You can look into their eye and ask pertinent questions that are important to you, so you understand of where they're at, where they're going, what are their constraints, and how we can be as residents try and give them the resources they need to provide the services that we're asking them to provide.
I'm more in love with Northport than I've ever been.
So thank you for letting us share that with you. That was produced by the very talented Cody Donarski, our multimedia specialist. You did a great job. And this award is really for the entire creative team that really promotes NPU throughout the year and tries to encourage our residents to sign up. But I especially want to recognize Jane Akins, our program coordinator. Jane is the driving force and the lifeline for all the students that works with them every week and really coordinates and runs things. We couldn't do it without her. She's grown a fan club here. I think I see the president of the fan club. But she really deserves it. So this award is for everybody here and how well this program is representing the city. So thank you to the commission for recognizing us. And also thank you to all the city departments who give up their time, often after hours, to put on the classes and make them so engaging and really share their passion and their knowledge with the students. That really makes it worthwhile. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. And last but not least, human resources. This presentation to Human Resources is for the 2025 Best Wellness Employer Gold Award. And
I guess. You're on the spot. I'm at tag. Well, thank you all for being here today. This is a fantastic award that we received for the first time this year. And this is the gold, which is not the platinum. They do not have platinum. Victoria was very upset. This is a testament to how well we use the funds that Aetna provides to us every year to create a wellness program for the city. And we did achieve gold, and it speaks volumes to our wellness committee. It speaks volumes to our employees who participate in every wellness program that we have here. So we could not have achieved this without the city's support, without Aetna sponsoring these programs for us, and without the employees participating. So we thank you, and this is yours too. So thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Well
done.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Nice job. Yes. You too. Congrats.
Thank you.
All right, commissioners. That's it. That's a wrap. Dimitri's still missing.
He is brutal.
City clerk, we have any
General public comments?
No public comments, sir.
All right. Then with that, I just want to thank everybody for attending. I always enjoy these. Sir, almost my favorite meeting of the month. So with that, if there's nothing more, it is 4:42, and I adjourn this meeting.